So in terms of survival rates, we're definitely making progress. Women who are diagnosed in the early stages, so that's stage one, they have a 99% 5-year survival rate. Overall, incidence rates are, a little bit on the increase. Over time, they've definitely increased because we've had better detection and because people are not dying from other things. And so they're living long enough to get breast cancer. But overall, we've seen a reduction in the mortality rates in the last 30 to 40 years. We're making progress, but we still have a long way to go.
Is it still older women who are more susceptible to breast cancer, or can women get this at just about any age?
So women can get this at just about any age. However, it's much more common in older women. But we do know, we have a board member who was diagnosed at 23.
If your mother, your aunt, your sister had breast cancer, are you more likely to get it?
It depends on the type of breast cancer they had and what relation they are to you. And we always encourage women to talk to their doctors about their family history because their doctor is the one who will know whether or not the person in their family who had breast cancer makes them higher risk for having breast cancer themselves.
What can women do to prevent breast cancer? I know no one, no, nothing is 100%, but what can women do to reduce their chances?
So we don't know how to prevent breast cancer. We know that, making healthy lifestyle choices such as exercising and eating well, maintaining a healthy weight contribute to a lower risk of breast cancer. Quitting smoking if you're smoking, things like that. But what we really encourage is that people get mammograms every year because early detection means that you're more likely to live if you are diagnosed with breast cancer.
This is the 21st annual Race for the Cure, this Saturday, October 3rd at the Empire State Plaza in downtown Albany. Take us back a bit. How did this all begin? And tell us a little bit more about this year's race.
So the very first race was in 1995. The Junior League of Albany, applied to Komen to have this race, and since then, it's really grown. This year's race, we're the 21st annual. We've got some new and exciting things. As usual, we'll have a 5K run and a 2-mile walk. We also have our Kids for the Cure Dash for the younger ones. And if you can't make it on race day, you can sleep in for the cure. We're holding a special survivor ceremony this year, which is new, and that'll be right before the 5K because we really love to honor our survivors. They're the reason why we all do this.
You mentioned the survivors. What happens to a person after they've had breast cancer, after the recovery has occurred? Do they need support physically, mentally, spiritually? They've been through something awful, I guess, in the back of their minds. They think it may come back again. How do you help someone who's been there?
Yeah, women who have had breast cancer definitely, they continue to need support. Many of them who have had, who've had to have a mastectomy, they definitely, they have a lot of feelings about having had to lose a breast. And it's really important for family members to support them and to make them feel loved, even after the treatment is over. And there definitely is that concern that, it could come back.
And what about the husbands, the children of a breast cancer, of a person with breast cancer? What help is available for them while it's underway?
So there's a variety of support groups and there's some summer camps and things for kids who have parents with cancer. Usually if you Google them, you can find things like that. But I think there's also, I'm seeing a lot more online support groups. Because they're much more convenient for people who have, busy lives and things like that.
How do these races raise money? Some people may wonder. They see the walks, the races, the dashes. How does this benefit breast cancer research and treatment?
So the money that we raise is distributed in two ways. 25% goes to National Breast Cancer Research. So all the Race for the Cures around the country, we put our 25% together, and that's how we're funding the groundbreaking research that Komen does. The 75% stays local here in our 15-county service area, and that funds screening programs, outreach programs, educational programs, all sorts of different services for women with breast cancer, especially those in low-income communities, those with language barriers, things like that.